Dear sisters, it's such an honor to be in the presence of God this afternoon. And I thank you all for being here. Today what the Holy Spirit wants us to talk about is we're visiting the story of Joseph and what he had to, some of the things that he had to endure. And interestingly, when I was thinking about all the things that Joseph had to go through, I was like, okay, Joseph, he was thrown into a pit, okay, pit. And then he ends up in Potiphar's house. So Potiphar's house. And if you see the trend, it's like everything starts with the letter P, doesn't it? Potiphar's house, he ends up going to prison, which starts with the letter P. That's another interesting one. Then he ends up in the house of Pharaoh, which starts with the letter P. But then in this lesson, from pit to prison, there's so many interesting things, if you think of where it all started from. It started from Joseph being a dreamer, and when he was sharing his dream, sometimes you can share your dream with, your family members. You'd be like, oh, I dreamt that this was going to happen, or I dreamt that this was going to happen. And the kind of dream that Joseph was having, it wasn't some small boy, small girl dream. It was some impactful dream, where he could see people bowing to them. The first time it was his brothers, the next time his parents. And I mean, who wouldn't be threatened by a dream like this? But has anybody ever told you a dream before, where maybe you may be concerned and then your response will be, let me kill this person? I mean, what kind of dream will trigger your own siblings to want to kill you that badly? And it had to take someone like Reuben to step up to say that, no, let's not kill him. Let's sell him to the merchants, it's quite interesting. And it's shocking when you think of it from the point of view of, your loved ones wanting you dead. Okay, granted, you may not be from the same mother, but you're from the same father, and if you look at the book of, I think it's First John, let me just quickly find it. I highlighted it not too long ago, so hopefully I should find it. First John 3:15, it says, anyone who hates a brother or sister is a murderer. Do you hate your brother? Do you hate your sister? Then you may probably start considering, because it means that you are a murderer. This is what the word says. Anyone who hates a brother or sister is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life residing in him. So what would it take for your own brother to want you dead? And when you think again about Joseph's life, we see that even when he told his father the other dream that he had, even his father was triggered a little bit. So it's a bit shocking that you have a dream. It's not like a reality, it's your dream that is making people hate you like this. And imagine what the reality will do. So Joseph ended up in the pit. And sometimes we can sometimes find ourselves in the pit. It doesn't mean that we were dreamers or anything before we ended up there, but there are so many instances that could lead us to the pit as human beings. And in Joseph's case, it was because he was a big dreamer. His brothers hated him so bad, and also his father, he was also his father's favorite from the look of things, because the father gave him that coat of many colors. So he ends up in this dark pit. And while the brothers were thinking of what to do with him, there were merchants passing, and then they ended up selling him. So then this lovely young dude ends up in Potiphar's house, okay? And there's something about Joseph when you think about it, and the way the favor of God has always been on this young man, because even amongst his brothers, he was favored. It goes without saying he was favored, and that's probably why his father gave him the coat of many colors. And then in Potiphar's house too, he was put in charge of everything. That shows you that the level of favor that this young man had. He was so favored, and he was favored so much so that he was put in charge of everything. And sometimes your favor too can invite some unnecessary drama into your life. Here was Potiphar's wife, another P. I don't think we were told what her name was, but this Mrs. Potiphar wanted to have a little piece of Joseph, and it wasn't working. And think of modern days. I mean, who wouldn't want a sugar mommy? Especially when you're coming from a pit. This would have been like very welcoming in certain situations, because here you are presented with a sugar mommy. I mean, you can imagine what Potiphar's wife looked like, because these women could dress well. The ladies from that area, they really look nice, so I can imagine maybe she's looking really beautiful, hair on point, body lash, everything on point. Yet this man said no. He just didn't want to fail his God. And I can imagine the kind of stature that Joseph had for a whole Potiphar's wife to fall for him. Probably he had some six pack, he had maybe some beautiful coily hair, that he, maybe he too was on point. Yet he said, he wasn't going to budge to this woman. And there's so many instances where maybe we have things ahead of us. God may be taking us somewhere. And then it's like life is a conveyor belt. You're just going on the belt. You're just going. Think of even like let's take tomato. You take tomato being processed into tomato puree in a factory. So first of all, it starts as tomato. Then they do whatever they want to do to it. Evaporate all the water out of it. Put it in a can. Move it down the conveyor belt. It ends up with a wrapper and everything around it. Then it becomes very attractive and then ends up on the market. So life is a conveyor belt. And in this instance, when Joseph had the dream that his brothers were going to bow down to him, for example, some of us would have thought that in Potiphar's house we have arrived. This is the place where probably I was supposed to be. Now I need the people to come and bow down to me. He could have easily, accepted that this is my level, this, but he didn't budge. Maybe, Potiphar's wife could have been his destiny helper. That's how some people would have seen it. That, oh, okay, maybe all this bowing down has to do with me being a sugar baby and for this sugar mama, and then you just be like, okay, so this is the blessing. But it was more than that. And his blessings involved the pit and the prison. Without the pit and the prison, we wouldn't be who maybe God wants us to be. So sometimes when you get to the conveyor belt where you are being crushed, when if you're being crushed, that is not the end. It's when you become fine wine, aged fine wine, not just fine wine, but aged fine wine. That's probably when you can probably no, even that crapple, you've probably not arrived, So God puts us in different places at different times. And in Joseph's case, Potiphar's house was still not the place. And he had to be, sometimes you have to, somebody can introduce some level of discomfort. So Potiphar's wife trying to come and, have a piece of him was the discomfort that Joseph had. And he probably felt like, okay, I can't be here. And unfortunately for him, he ended up in prison, which again was another form of pit. Now in the prison, again, this boy's favor is shining. Okay, this boy is put in charge of all prisoners. So, hey, which kind of, some favor will follow you even in prison, car. You are put, you're ranked high. And, he was more of like the PA to the prison guard, same as how he was the PA in Potiphar's house. He was the PA to the prison guard. So even in prison, his favor was shining, yet that wasn't where he was meant to be. And if you think about the fact that he had to interpret the dream of, the is it the baker and the butler, he could have easily thought that, okay, maybe, this is it. For example, if the butler or whoever was released, if they went out early and then they remembered everything about Joseph and then recommended him right there, that was probably not his time. And a lot of us, we could be in situations that make us come out way earlier than our time, and then we end up facing defeat. But from Joseph's story, we are learning that there's a time and there's a place for everything. And probably the time when the butler and the baker were being released, that was not his time. So at the time when he was supposed to be remembered, God did it. At the time when he was supposed to be remembered, it wasn't the dream that he interpreted from prison that released him, but it was the people remembering him because of that dream. I don't know if what I'm saying makes sense. It was Pharaoh. God had to make Pharaoh dream in order for Joseph to be released. That is how God is doing things behind the scenes. So when you are stuck in the prison, when you are stuck in the pit, it doesn't matter what it looks like because life is a conveyor belt. Sometimes we in the pressing, in the crashing, in the grinding, in walking in the sun, in the pain, in the torture, in the hardship, God is in the works. It may not be that visible, it may not be that visible. Sometimes we are just going through. We are just going through. And I always use the story of Esther. When Esther was being prepared for, King Ahasuerus, she found favor in the sight of the servants that was getting her ready, and even being favored by that person, some people will be like, oh, probably this is my destiny helper. I have arrived. But God wants us to eliminate that thought of I have arrived, because there may be more. There may be more. If you don't get crushed fully, then you'll be retaining too much of the goodness, So sometimes there may be more. We shouldn't always arrive too early or settle for less because there's more ahead. The conveyor belt keeps going. So if Esther thought that she had arrived and probably settled for this servant who was supposed to get her ready, she would have missed the bigger picture. She would have missed the bigger task that God was giving her, saving her people, being the queen, but she knew that there was more. Somebody will get a destiny helper and be like, oh, then this can be my sugar daddy now. Meanwhile, God has orchestrated life in such a way that this person is your destiny helper, and that is all it is. So destiny helper, it is. It's nothing more. No, libby libby, no laba laba. You know what I mean? It's nothing more. So what it is what God makes it. So sometimes we shouldn't go past the picture that God is presenting us. We shouldn't think we have arrived. There's more. There's more crashing. There's more pressing. So using Joseph's life, we see this, and even in Mrs. Potiphar's house, he knew that this is not the place where I'm meant to be. He could have settled because the whole thing, he had a dream. The dream was basically telling him that you're going to be big. So even as assistant PA to Potiphar, some of us would think that, oh, this is it then. And if you think about it, Potiphar was a high-ranked officer for Pharaoh. Okay, so Potiphar was not even all that, if I should put it that way. Potiphar was not even all that. And so Joseph had to go to the prison to now experience the all that experience, going to now be the deputy of Pharaoh. That was such a big deal then. And it was at that point that the bowing down happened. That was when his brothers came. That was when the dream that God had given him many, many, many years ago, that was when it came to pass. So God wants us to shake off the I have arrived characteristic. There's more. There's more pressing. There's more crashing. There's more that he wants to release through us. Sometimes when we are working in the pit, we could just give up and be like, okay, this is it. That is what we call settling for less. This is not all it is, even in the pit, shine. I've learned very recently that even in the darkness, be the light. So the darkness can seem so uncomfortable. The darkness can seem so horrendous. The darkness can seem like you are alone, but there's a purpose for you in the darkness. There's a purpose for you to shine. Sometimes the darkness can dim your light, actually. But it's up to you to allow your light to be dimmed because there is more. That's what God wants us to understand, that there is more. Do not let your light be dimmed. Do not fall for the overpowering nature of the darkness around you, because the thing is, if there's no light in the world, then there'll be nothing. That is why in the beginning, one of the first things that was introduced was light. Let there be light. If there is no light in darkness, then there is nothing. So you are there to be crushed. Okay, you are there to be pressed. I don't know where you're walking now. I don't know whether you're already in Potiphar's house or maybe you are in Pharaoh's house. I don't know whether you're in the pit or whether you're in prison, but don't settle. That's what God wants us to understand this afternoon, because there is more. There is more. And sometimes, the enemy can be whispering to us, oh, this is it. This is it. But if God has given you a dream, until you see the bowing happening, then don't be too excited. I know there's a saying that says that I can't remember exactly how it goes, but I'm not where I want to be, but I know I'm not where I used to be, something like that. That is how you should be moving. Like, I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet. Yet I'm better than yesterday. I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet. Until you come to that realization of your dream. And even at that realization, God can give you another dream. So there's no I have arrived. The conveyor belt keeps going. The conveyor belt keeps going. The conveyor belt keeps going, because the process starts with, the dream that God gives you. And you have to go and go and go until you get to that stage where you see the dream coming to fruition. But yet still open yourself for more, because our God is limitless. Our God is very interesting. He uses us for his own pleasure. So until he is pleased with you and he tells you that, okay, my darling daughter, this is it. Maybe it's probably the time you're meant to die. That's what happened in Joseph's case. Until he says that, okay, this is it. You, who are you to put a limitation on your life? There's more. There's more. So endure the crushing. That's what God wants us to hear. Endure the crushing. Endure the pressing, and wait to become a new wine. And even when you're going through the process of becoming a new wine, he's also preparing the wineskin to put you into. So there is more. At every stage, there is more. God wants us to know that, he hasn't given up on us. Even in the darkness, he is with us. Even in the deepest of valleys, he is with us. Even in the lonely walk, he is with us. We may not see him, we may not hear him. There are days that we may feel like, oh, why am I the only one going through this? I'm a Christian, I pay my tithe, I do this, I do that. It's not about you, it's about the master's pleasure. He is, if I should put it this way, he is the one who needs to be entertained. If they say, God is using us for his own pleasure, he is the one who determines how things should go. So without the prison, there'll be no Pharaoh's house. Without the pit, there'll be no Potiphar's house. And without Potiphar's wife, trying to be sugar mommy, there'll be no connection for Joseph to now even get a position higher than even Potiphar, who used to be his master. So that's how God works. Sometimes the things will come, they are not comfortable. Sometimes they come, they are not attractive. Sometimes they come, they bring pain, but God doesn't want us to give up, because there's more. So let's allow God to use us to his pleasure, like he did with Joseph. That is what God wants us to hear this afternoon. So I just want to sing this song to top it up. It's a Ghana song, and it goes like this: Wo ba ye manche biko, wo ba ye manche biko, Yesu ni chumo, tole ye mi mo. Wo ba ye
Thank
manche biko,
you.
wo ba ye manche biko, wo ba ye manche biko, Yesu ni chumo, tole ye mi mo. Wo ba ye manche biko. So what this song means is that, we will walk in our royalty one day, and that, doing the work of God is not easy, but just endure the crushing in order for you to be turned into new wine, and that God is preparing everything. So just rest assured, just rest, knowing that God is in the work. So this is what God wants us to hear this afternoon, and we just want to thank him for letting his voice be heard. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you for your message to us this afternoon. That Lord, even in the crushing, even in the pain, even in the pit, in the prison, Lord, you are with us. That Father, Lord, everything happens because of your pleasure, that every process is not really the end. Life keeps going. We are on a conveyor belt. We may not be where we ought to be yet, so we just have to keep going. Father Lord, I pray that you give us the strength, you give us the courage, Lord, to sometimes walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, Lord, because you are saying that you are with us, so we should fear no evil. Father Lord, I thank you for the encouragement that you laid ahead of us, so that even in our darkest time, we can pick up your word to pick up our lives again. Father, we thank you so much for the promises in your word. Thank you so much for the privileges, the assurance in your word. Thank you so much for the power in your word. May we always find that comfort in your word, that you are always with us, Lord, that doing your work may not seem easy, Lord, but Father, Lord, with you in our vessel, surely we can smile at the storm. So, Father, Lord, it doesn't matter. Even if we do not see the rain, even if we do not see the wind, we know that our valleys shall be filled with water. So we will just focus on the water and we're not going to focus on the source. We know that you will provide for us regardless of what our situation is. So, Father Lord, we counting on you. This is the confidence that we have in you, that whatever we put our hearts to, Lord, whatever we put our minds to, Lord, Father Lord, whatever our prayers are, Lord, we know that you are a living God. We are not serving a dead God. We are not serving a tree. We are not serving a moon. We are not serving the sun. Father, we are serving the living God, the one and only. So, Father Lord, we are in this, we're walking in this confidence, knowing that we are your children, joint heirs with the Father. So we are going to walk in our royalty one day. So, Father Lord, we will wait on you patiently until you tell us that we have arrived. Father, we thank you so much for what you have done for us this afternoon. We bless you. We worship you. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. Amen. Dear sisters, shall we share the grace? And now, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely the Lord's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. We shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you all and have a pleasant afternoon.
Amen.
Amen.
Bye for now. God bless you. Bye.